Pittsburgh Public Schools counters summer learning loss with programs for all ages. One that will serve kids grades K through 7 in its fifth year is the Summer Dreamers Academy, with content-rich language arts and math every morning, followed by afternoon activities like swimming, fencing, or a pirate game, all with the goal of supporting kids academically to close the achievement gap by preventing summer learning loss, according to project manager Christine Cray.
We aim to take all of the academic benefits of summer school and all the fun of summer camp and mash it together into a fantastic 6-week experience for kids.
Just as attendance is an issue during the school year, so it is at the Summer Dreamers Academy. Christine Cray says the best programs in the country boast about 85% attendance. Summer Dreamers has been closer to 70%.
A third or fourth grader can tell their parent, you know, I'm not having fun at that program, I don't want to go, and the parent will just accept it and say, that's fine, you don't have to. I always thought that the parent was the person you had to win over, but we're learning more and more, it's the kid.
Here are some reviews from last summer.
I like the math, the reading, the swimming, the arts.
I thought it was going to be so boring and it was like school because I thought you just had to do work and work and work and work.
We do a lot of fun stuff.
Starting in 2010, 2 years of federal stimulus money made it possible to serve everyone who applied, as many as 5,400 students. Relying since then on the city school district and private funders, this summer's budget is $2.3 million, which will allow serving about 2,000 of the 2,700 who applied. Application deadlines and rejections have led to fewer applications. Christine Cray says the expense and effort pay off.
We look at the tests that they've taken in May and the tests they take again in September, and on certain indicators, students who have come to Summer Dreamers have either not experienced the summer learning loss that we would expect, they hold steady, or in some cases, actually, they've made slight gains, which is really, really encouraging, especially because we're selecting for kids who are most at risk for that summer learning loss.
Cray says students from low-income families are most at risk.
So if students are in need academically, they're below grade level, and then also qualify for free or reduced price lunch, we call them our Tier 1 kids, and as long as they've got an application in by the deadline, they're accepted.
One of the Summer Dreamers Academy's many partners is the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. Mary Frances Cooper is president and director.
We work with the Summer Dreamers Academy to make sure that they have opportunities to get library cards, be introduced to books that they may want to read, and encouraged to visit the library and do some reading on their own. We will visit every neighborhood festival and neighborhood fair that we can. We visit all the schools before school is out so the kids know that the summer reading is something that is available and we encourage them to do.
Cooper says efforts to increase library card holders are targeted.
You can hand out library cards all over the place, but if that just means everybody has a card but they're not using it, we're not sure what the value is. So for us, it's always about not only making sure we're giving out the cards, but finding a way to connect them with the library and introduce them to the services that we provide.
Cooper notes that some families have struggles that make it hard to incorporate library visits into their lives.
That doesn't mean we don't have an obligation to those children and those families. It is a priority for our community that all kids have what they need to be successful and to learn and to go on to be contributing members of society, and believe that our role in that is to encourage the language and literacy experiences that are so key.
Another 2013 Summer Dreamer.
I think it's good for me so I can learn about new stuff, so I can become the things that I want to be when I grow up.
Charlie Song, 90.5 WESA News.